Chapter 13. What's the matter? Dematerialization, teleportation, and time travel. Dr. Nikolai Kozarev's most astonishing discovery was that stars give off measurable energy from their past, present, and future positions. The energy is the strongest in the current actual position of the star and decreases in a smooth, even curve as you look at either its past or its future position. We do also know there is a very similar effect occurring in quantum physics, though only a handful of scientists seem to understand what is actually going on. Every quantum physicist knows you can look at a subatomic particle and measure it as if it were perfectly solid and stable. But then, when you use other measuring techniques, the particle turns into a wave, and it becomes non-local. This seems to defy our intuition completely and has led to the so-called uncertainty principle, which is a fancy way of saying, we just don't know what the heck is going on down at the quantum level. Nothing seems to exist in any stable, rational, logical way down there. It's not a particle. It's not a wave. It's something we can never understand. It's both at the same time. Since Einstein proved that space and time are interconnected, particles are not merely spreading out in space when they turn into waves. They are also non-local in time. That means some of the particle now appears in the past, some of it is still there in the present, and some of it has moved into the future. As mind-boggling as this must sound, wave-particle duality has been observed in protons, neutrons, electrons, and even entire atoms. And that's all there is down there. This means everything in the quantum realm pops in and out of existence all the time. We do have all the evidence we need to understand this, but we're just not used to thinking this way. Conventional scientists cannot explain what is going on, and therefore have concluded that the mystery will never be solved. We simply live in a universe of uncertainty. Thankfully, this is not true. There is an answer, as we will see. It just hasn't gotten very popular yet. If this idea of entire atoms dematerializing isn't strange enough, the mystery got even greater in 1999, thanks to Dr. Olaf Nares and his colleagues. Nares and his crew were able to transform a soccer ball-shaped cluster of 60 carbon molecules, known as a fullerene, or buckyball, directly into a wave. This hollow geometric sphere of carbon atoms was first devised by Buckminster Fuller, so it was named after him. Bear in mind that buckyballs are solid objects. They can even be used to store other materials inside of them. Each buckyball has a mass of 720 atomic units, built from 60 different carbon atoms that are tightly bound together. And yet, by simply bumping the buckyball against a wall with a series of tiny slits in it, Nares was able to transform it into a wave, and it popped through more than one slit at the same time. If you and I had this ability, a locked door would never be able to stop us. All we'd have to do is run toward it at top speed and collide with it. As soon as we hit the door, instead of having a terribly painful injury, we'd pop into a wave. Then, as a wave, we would slip through the cracks along one or more of the four sides of the door, only to immediately pop back into our normal solid physical form on the other side. That's what these little geometric objects are doing. This experiment is ridiculously simple, and its full implications have definitely not yet become a part of our common knowledge, even though it was published in the prestigious journal Nature. Then, in 2001, this same group discovered they did not need to slam the buckyballs against a wall. All they needed was laser light, which is coherent light, to transform these solid objects into waves. This was published in Physics Review Letters, a respected science journal. Faced with these paradoxes, some scientists have already started to think the unthinkable. What if these particles are not actually doing something that is seemingly impossible? What if they are simply flip-flopping in and out of a reality where they have some room to stretch out and relax? Because time is not linear. Tim Folger discussed a similar concept in a Discover magazine article from 2007. Some four decades ago, the renowned physicist John Wheeler, then at Princeton, and the late Bryce DeWitt, then at the University of North Carolina, developed an extraordinary equation that provides a possible framework for unifying relativity and quantum mechanics. But the Wheeler-DeWitt equation has always been controversial. One finds that time just disappears from the Wheeler-DeWitt equation, says Carlo Rovelli, a physicist at the University of the Mediterranean in Marseille, France. It may be that the best way to think about quantum reality is to give up the notion of time, that the fundamental description of the universe must be timeless.